Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joined now by Hollywood Joe Horn, former Saints wide receiver. Joe, how are you, my man?
Guys, how you doing, man? Chris, what's up?
Good. Congratulations, Joe, on being elected into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, Joe, when you think about it, is it something, obviously, you put enough skins in the wall in a Saints uniform, but it was something like, whoa, that's pretty unique considering what the Saints mean to me and the state of Louisiana and your contribution to be in the Hall of Fame.
Well, man, first, man, Bobby, good talking to you, my man. I'm very humbled and grateful to the Benson family, man, for even giving me and my family the opportunity to grow in Louisiana. That's number one. And the fans who embraced me, you know, the fans who embraced me and my family, man, always held me in high regards. It's unspeakable, man, to even, you know, to fathom that I would be chosen for that, man. I had no idea, but I'm very humbled by that, man. I'm appreciative of the fans and the Benson family.
Now, Joe, when you look at when you watch an NFL game, you look at splash plays, and I think at times, even as great as Michael Thomas is, that we need more of those splash-type plays. You look at Brandon Cooks taking the top off the defense, that 56-yard gainer, and then looking at Kupp, he had a 66-yarder breaking tackles. And I think at times with our receiving core, who may be lacking that we have to be methodical and drive down the field instead of maybe hitting that big splash play like you would in the past with Joe Horn or like a Devery Henderson or just a play that, in other words, it's a 3-and-4 play drive because we've seen that with Drew Brees. But it seems like as of late that we're truly having to drive the ball down the field, and that's what a defense wants. But not really those big splash plays to get those so-called easy touchdowns.
And I saw the game in length the other night, and I think that's why they gave Coach Payton a 5-year extension, because they know that he's a chemist and him and Drew Brees can get together and make things like that happen. So I mean, the Rams have a good defense, man. They have a great defensive coordinator over there,
right,
with the Rams. So I'm playing against the Rams is not an easy task. I don't care who you have at quarterback. But I think those big plays will happen. I think the Saints have the receivers for those plays to happen, and I think it's just a matter of time before they happen. So I think they'll get it right.
Joe, do you believe in Teddy Bridgewater as the guy that can lead and navigate them through this 6-game stretch where Drew Brees might miss?
Absolutely, because I love Drew Brees to death. And what's that actor that plays in the movie 300?
You 300 with the Spartans and stuff. I'm trying to.
Yeah,
think. Yeah, yeah.
Yes.
I could see his
face.
Well,
you guys did that, but
Gerard Butler.
Gerard Butler.
It was okay. There's only a few men who could truly have those standards that he lived by. And I would say myself and Drew Brees would be one of those men. So Drew bouncing back from that small injury, I think it'd be better. But to answer your question, Bobby, man, I think Teddy can lead him through. I think what's the quarterback name number 7?
Taysom
Hill. I
really
think he can get in there and lead him. I think he can get in there too because they have a head coach, man, who can put. They can put a quarterback in there, man, and he has an offense, and he knows exactly what moves to make the team a great football team. So I'm not worried at all that Teddy Bridgewater could win football games in New Orleans.
Now, Joe, Chris, help me out. All of a sudden I just forgot his name. Jeff Blake. Do you think maybe, when you came, you with obviously with the Chiefs and the Saints and all your career, but, you try and compare quarterbacks fair or not, but I kind of look like Teddy Bridgewater at times, like a Jeff Blake. Like, does that make sense or not really?
Jeff played a long time. I think Teddy was young when he got hurt, but he showed flashes of brilliance in Minnesota. Unfortunately, he got hurt. But Teddy was very accurate during the preseason. I think he was accurate, a little accurate in the game against the Rams. And there were a couple of balls dropped that I know Teddy wish he could have had back, and I know the guys that dropped the balls wish they could have had back. But, hey, you're playing in a hostile environment. You're playing against the Rams, who have a great defense. And it made it look like he would probably struggle a little bit. But, man, hey, who goes against the Rams' defensive line every Sunday?
Right.
Teddy won't be going against the Rams' defensive line. And I think he'll show the world, he'll show definitely the New Orleans fans, that he's the quarterback that can lead the Saints, I think, to a Super Bowl, especially with Coach Payton giving them the blueprint.
Joe Horn, former Saints receiver here on the New Orleans Saints Radio Network. Joe, you've been a number one receiver before. Mike Thomas, the number one guy here in New Orleans now currently. And when you're the number one mm-hmm. receiver like that and something like this happens, do you automatically take on an onus of, hey, I got to do more. I've got to step up even more and raise my game even more?
Yeah, that's just – I think that'll be Mike Thomas' natural instincts. I mean, I think he always wanted to be great. From having us, talking to him for a little bit, I think Mike wants to be great, whether Drew Brees is the quarterback, Bridgewater, Drew Bledsoe, Tom Brady. I think Mike wants to show the whole world what he is, the best receiver in the NFL, period, hands down. So I don't think just because Drew went down – that he feels like he needs to take more of the onus of him having to either catch more balls or do more stuff, because he's been doing all of that. I mean, so I haven't talked to him about the question you just asked me, so he may have a different response. Being a baller, being a dog, you're going to want to win regardless who's the quarterback, who's throwing you the ball.
Now, Joe, being the great receiver that you were, and you look at matchups, whether a DB's on an island, and I know you were confident enough that you could beat a number of defensive backs. You look at mm-hmm. Deion Sanders. You look at, we mm-hmm. recall mm-hmm. Patrick Peterson. I look like Jalen mm-hmm. Ramsey in his situation with the mm-hmm. Jaguars. I just don't think that we want Lattimore to be those type of guys, but I just don't think he's there. And Eli Apple, it doesn't matter if you're drafted – number one, high first-round pick, you still got to get it done on the NFL level. So the point being, don't you think that if you were playing wideout and Lattimore was guarding you that you could win or not? I mean, I just think Joe Horn would burn Lattimore.
Well, first let me say this. I thought the best defensive back that ever covered me in my career was my offensive coordinator, was Mike McCarthy. So I'm never going to tell you there's a DB that I think
right.
could have covered me. However, we're speculating because we'll never know. But I think Lattimore is one of the best DBs in the NFL. I'm being honest. I know.
But Joe, there's a difference between good and great.
The last 2 weeks looks bad for him. It looked bad because guys have caught a couple of long touchdowns. But I think the kid will get it back together. And you never know. 3 weeks from now, 4 weeks from now, you might be telling me Lattimore might be the best DB in the NFL. So I know I'm a Saints fan, and I know a lot of fans upset with Lattimore's play. But you got to look at the whole game. Lattimore did a great job against Hopkins. And he had a bad game against the Rams. Everybody had bad days, Bobby.
Right. No, I definitely agree with that. But the only thing is, Joe, that I know when I study cornerbacks and they'd be like, mm-hmm. I really don't want to throw that direction. I'd rather look these other options, going through your progressions. I just see every week, every game, that they treat Lattimore like any other cornerback. They throw at him. That's all I'm saying. They're not scared of him.
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken, I think Lattimore will be up for a contract. So you know what? If I was him, I would want that. I would want these offensive coordinators to say, you know what? Look, this guy, people have been picking on him. Let's pick on him. I think he's somewhere right now in his hotel room praying that they throw the ball at him so he can really show the Saints in the league that, you know what, I should be up for a new contract because I am that guy, and I wish the best for him. So, but I know what you're saying. I know studying and what you see that for the picking, but I hope Lattimore is somewhere listening saying, you know what, I hope other offensive coordinators think that too.
Joe, wouldn't you like to play in this area? In this era, they can't touch receivers now.
Oh, my God. It's crazy, man. But you know what, Bobby? I'm kind of glad because I have boys that play. And, you know, at the end of the day, man, I hope it ends up being touch football. Because if they can make millions of dollars, get $75 million signing bonus to play touch football, flag football, and the fans are going to play and the fans are going to pay for it. Guess what? I have boys that play football right now that could be NFL draft picks in the next year or two or three. So hey, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all for everything being healthy and nobody getting hurt and my kid making $100 million.
Yeah, no, nobody hates money. I mean, come on, opportunity. And I mean, if you have that skill set. Now, Joe, what is your take? You look at the balance offensively. Listen, it speaks for itself, Alvin Kamara. But I think even Latavius Murray, where he's at, he's no Mark Ingram. I just think when Mark Ingram brought to the table, I just don't look at Murray as ground and pound. And I'm not holding none against him. Like he had 5 carries, 7 yards, 1.5 yard average. He's more like a greyhound. And not like a dog. I don't know, a bulldog, however you describe it, to pound it in there. I just think that Latavius Murray's very good, but Mark Ingram was better than that 1-2 punch with Kamara.
Well, you know, guys, you got it from a football. I mean, Bobby, you should know, battling against another quarterback, you're never going to think another quarterback's better than you, whether you're 1 or 2 or 3. When you have Alvin Kamara, that's battling with the Murray. I mean, Murray wants to ball 20, a running back wants to ball 20, 25 times a game so they can pound and ground. I'm quite sure Alvin wants to ball 25 to 35 times running the ball too, because he feel like he can average 200 yards a game if Sean got him the ball that much. But as a head coach, it's so hard to keep your running backs fresh like that and keep them on a rotation. I like Murray. His average is great. And I love Alvin. I know Alvin personally. So I believe that the running back situation is great there. I think Sean Payton is doing a great job putting the guys back in and forth. I know Alvin wants it more. I know Murray probably wants it more. But you have to have a happy medium and still be able to get to spread the ball around to have a efficient offense. And I think they'll do a great job with that, man, because like I said, I'm not trying to blow smoke up Sean's ass. I'm being real. Facts are facts. He's one of the best coaches, if not the best coach in the NFL. And he will be. That's why they gave him an extension, because he knows what he's doing.
Joe Horn.
Well, Joe, congratulations. Louisiana Hall of Fame. You are a Hall of Famer. Listen, Odell Beckham. Man, Joe Horn was Odell Beckham before Odell Beckham. What are you talking about?
I think Odell Beckham was a little better than I was, bro.
Well, that's a very humble statement, Joe. That's because I know you were confident, Listen, you were flamboyant and you brought a lot of happiness to the game. That's what it's all about.
Bobby, it's always a pleasure talking to you and Chris, man. God bless you guys, man. I can't wait to see you guys.
All right, Joe
Horn, Hollywood, former Saints wide receiver.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations once again to Joe Horn for making it into the Louisiana Sports Hall of Fame.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.